Vanessa Wilcox is giving directions to about a dozen kids in her second grade class.
We're going to take the next couple minutes to get our snack finished up, and then we will get started on our math test.
Teachers like Wilcox are dealing with an uncertain future. Shortly after Governor Mike Dunleavy unveiled his proposed budget in February, the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District put out a list of 6 schools it may shut down. Chapman Elementary, with 18 faculty and 134 students, is among them.
And I won't know if I will have a job here until May or June or maybe even July. And at that point, most of the teaching jobs in the Lower 48 will have already been filled.
Wilcox says she's not applying for jobs, not yet. She's been laying down roots in Anchor Point on the southern Kenai Peninsula.
Now we have 2 daughters. 4 months ago, I had another baby. And So just the uncertainty has been hard for us, and our choice to have a second daughter may have been different if we knew that this was going to happen. Sorry.
Summer Birch's 8-year-old son Sebastian is in Wilcox's class. He had speech issues when he started school at Chapman. Sitting on her couch, Birch attributes small classes for giving him the remedial help he needed.
And he went from no one being able to understand a word he said. Now he talks to everyone all day long about Pokemon, so I'm sure they're really regretting that choice.
She's worried that teachers will leave due to uncertainty over the school's future, and that could mean larger class sizes.
And her fears aren't unfounded. Chapman School Principal Conrad Woodhead says his teachers are already looking for jobs in the Lower 48, and they won't be easy to replace.
Homer's beautiful. It's a postcard community. That's what they think of when they think of the Southern Penn. And so sometimes it is harder to get folks that want to live in Anchor Point. And so that's why my current staff is so important, because a lot of them are local, a lot of them want to be here.
But it's not just teachers who are grappling with whether to stay. Dustin Poindexter's 5 and 7-year-old attend Chapman just down the road from their home. Poindexter and his wife say they're wondering whether they'll even stay in Alaska. They want to live in a state where education is a priority, and they're considering putting their 2-bedroom house on the market.
If it comes down to it and they say, yep, this is the budget, we're cutting everything, at that point, we might have a hard time selling the house because, you know, part of the, especially our location, is we're pretty near the local school, so it's nice for a family to have.
Not everyone can just pick up and leave. Summer Birch says it's not an option for her family. But they're willing to sacrifice a full PFD or pay income tax to support schools. She moved here from Ohio, a state where she said public schools faced the same funding problems.
Every year, it seemed like the school districts were trying to pass another levy to get more money for funding for education. And it's like, you don't have to scrape by every year and try and convince people to take care of our kids, and that wasn't something I wanted to do.
Alaska's legislature is still working out the final details of the budget, but Governor Dunleavy has threatened to wield a line item veto to cut the budget. A lot could happen between now and then, but for many parents and teachers in Anchor Point, waiting is the hardest part. Reporting in Anchor Point, I'm Aaron Bolton.
And I'm Renee Gross.